Mike? For a guy like that?
Sky pilot.
Right?
Okay.
Circuit rider? Okay. The guy's arrested for a crime, they're probably going to take him up before what?
Grand jury.
Alright, well, after they take him up for the grand jury, they're going to take him before the
judge.
Okay. Somebody's going to school, you figure he's a
student?
Yeah. You have a lady that maybe types and takes shorthand for you and everything. She's your
office girl.
Well, is there another word for it?
Secretary.
Yeah. What do they call it? The officer of the township around here?
Trustee.
The trustee? Okay. Have any words for black people? Just various, you know.
Niggers, jigaboos.
Okay. These would, I take it, be
relevant. Sunbaked Jews.
These would be relatively, you know, derogatory terms. Just, what's the official word right now? Just, or is there one?
Well, there's a couple of them. Colored and black.
Mm-hmm. What's the old one, the one they used to use? Just has a, starts with an N.
Negro?
Yeah. The, how about for white people that maybe have a white fellow that lives out in the woods and just never gets in, just completely out of it, doesn't own electricity, have television or electricity or anything, just never gets into town. You have any word for people like that?
Well, depending on what section of the country, I know them from the south, hillbillies.
Mm-hmm. How about around here?
Oh, bachelor.
Oh, you use the word backwoodsman or anything? Or is that wouldn't be used around here?
Not too much.
Okay.
But that would be used between here and Kentucky, though.
Mm-hmm. How about, one thing we're checking on, this is, of course, in Indiana, this is sort of tricky question. What does the word Hoosier mean? Have you ever heard that used this way? Or?
Yep.
Meaning what?
Person lives in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nickname.
Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't be used for a term for a people, guy that lived in the country and never came into the city or anything like that. It wouldn't be used like that.
No, it's okay. Statewide, a Hoosier.
Okay, the guy that brings the mail is the
mailman.
Okay.
Postal service.
Okay. If you were maybe doing something and the doorbell rang, you maybe couldn't let go of what you were doing right away, what might you yell to the door?
Come in, it's open. Just a minute.
Okay. Okay. The, let's see. Again, it's real simple parts of the body. I'm just going to point. This is my, right here is...
forehead.
Okay, and this is my left ear, and this is,
right ear.
Okay. If I didn't shave for a while, I'd let what grow?
Beard, whiskers.
Okay. You go to the dentist maybe because you wanted to fill your,
tooth.
Okay. Your, if you don't have any teeth, you might have to bite somebody with your,
gum.
Okay. This part of my hand is my
palm.
Okay. And these are
fish. Knuckles.
Okay. The knee and the elbow and things like that are all
part of your limbs.
Okay, but what part? Is there any particular word for things like that or
femur, I know, is one of these bones and
oh, nothing that technical.
Yeah.
The knee and the elbow and the wrist and the
foot.
The ankle are all, what kind of things are they? They're not bones, but they're...
place where they've been.
Oh, joints?
Yeah. Okay, this is my...
chest.
Okay, and these are...
shoulders.
Okay. You had a fellow that played